This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, The Miracle That Lasts. Dear friends, this week we're back into the bread and butter basics of the gospel. We've celebrated the resurrection and its aftermath, the ascension, Pentecost, and Trinity Sunday are receding in rearview mirror. With this week's gospel, we return to the familiar round of Christ's sermons, parables, and miracles. And therein lies both an opportunity and a danger. The opportunity is obvious. By annually cycling through different perspectives on Christ's ministry, we keep fresh the constant refrains of Christianity: God loves us. Christ's life, death, and resurrection are the ultimate expression of that love. In Christ, we're saved and we're called to do God's work in the world. In pre-literate times, these concepts were illustrated in statuary and stained glass, in manuscript illuminations and feast day dramatics. Our own post-literate times pose a completely different set of dynamics. The danger for us lies in becoming jaded by the familiarity of the text. Even when delivered by a stem-winding preacher, the Sunday sermon from the pulpit is launched into a totally transformed world. The congregants are fewer. The competition for their attention is far greater, especially for the young. A verbal account of Christ's miracles must compete for top-of-mind attention with the seemingly miraculous computer-animated adventures of steroid-pump superheroes and the nonstop sleaze of reality TV. And it's not just the whiz-bang graphics and the addictive faux reality. It's the inherent downward spiral of violence and trashy values that comes along for the ride. Doubtless, with the pace of technology, we ain't seen nothing yet. But while some things change at a blinding pace, other things remain constant. And not understanding and appreciating this dichotomy can be dangerous. Despite 2,000 years of Christian tradition, the world, the flesh, and the devil are still our ravenous adversaries. Rebellious pride packaged in fashionable new forms is more corrosive than ever, as is the constant temptation to just go along and get along, accommodating to ever coarser, ever meaner public and private conduct. But in century after century, Christians have met this all before, in the blood of the martyrs, in the inspiration of evangelists, in the unsung service of faithful parish families, and in the joy and resolve of individual Christians. The love of Christ has triumphed and will triumph again. And that, my friends, that's the miracle. 2,000 years after Christ breathed life back into a corpse, the body of Christ, while constantly under siege, is alive, well, and flourishing in unexpected and exciting ways. Old media, old models fail us, but they don't define the Church of Christ. The single most effective medium to spread the gospel remains the individual Christian, living and witnessing the love of Christ. In coming among us, Jesus put a human face on the supreme being. What had been a distant image of awesome power became the face of love. That's the miracle behind all the other miracles. We're the beneficiaries of this blessing. But while it's a gift free and clear, we were never meant to bask idly in God's grace. We're saved by the blood of Christ to be his face in the world, to show the face of God to everyone who crosses our paths today, to love those who amuse us, and yes, even those who abuse us. As long as we live in his love, Christ is here to breathe new life into us, which brings us back to this week's reading. My friends, look around you. The young man that Jesus raised from the dead is not here. He's been in the grave for almost 2,000 years. The same is true for the lame, the lepers, the blind, and the deaf, and all those that Jesus healed. Restoring earthly life or improving physical health was never Christ's mission. He's not the Mayo Clinic, a magician, or a Marvel comic hero. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And we that believe in him will never know death. And in the end, when all else passes away, that's the miracle that lasts. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.